guys out of here?
Yeah.
All right. Have a good night.
Red Bull Straight Rhythm, Ryan Dungey. Well, man, hey, you didn't win, but it's a fun event. Welcome back.
Yeah, that was fun. I was really pumped to make it to the final, and not to mention, it was good that it came down to the last. I was pumped it came down to the last moto at least, and had something for him, but he got edged out. That's all good.
Where did you think he had you, or what happened, or whatever?
You know, we were pretty good at the beginning. We hit the rhythm lanes. He soaked them up and got a lot of forward momentum. We hit the tables. We're pretty good. And then as we started getting inching more towards the finish, I'm like, man, where is he gaining the time? And then I tried to gain it a little bit. But it's just, that's what's so cool about this event. It's splitting hairs. You know, it's black and white. You got a winner and a loser. Yeah. And it was a lot of the races that came down to the wire were fun. Jimmy, out?
Yeah.
All right. I'll call you. Thanks for everything, huh?
Why'd you decide to do it? We haven't seen you back on a bike. Why'd you decide to come out?
I was getting hit up by Roger, and Jeremy kept texting me, you want to do it? What do you think? You want to do it? And I was like, I kept beating around the bush. And finally, we were all just sitting there in the shop, and we were like, you know, it looked like Marvin wasn't going to do it, and they needed a rider. So I was like, me and Marias were like, let's do it, man. And so we did. And then shortly after that, you get Villo throwing some jabs in on Insta. So it was good, just all good fun.
And how about you and him end up racing? And then he said he's happy. He's fine with him losing to you, and he's glad you didn't win, but it's okay to beat him.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He said if Dunge would have won, I'd never hear the end of it.
Yeah. You know.
That was cool, though.
I think the highlight of my night was going against Villopoto. Win or lose, whatever, it was just like, it was cool to line up on the gate with him again and just go after, you know, go to.
How much two-stroke experience do you have?
Well, the last time I rode one was in 2005, trying to race one. So I had about 4 days on this bike. They got it all prepped, which was plenty enough. And since I turned pro, because everything went four-stroke before I turned pro.
Right. Did you surprise yourself with your practice time? I think you were 5/10 better than everybody else in practice.
No.
Qualifying.
1/10.
Was that it? Okay.
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
A little bit. I didn't even know where we stood because there's no times or nothing. Yeah. And then Carlos was saying, you're huge, McElrath and Jordan, you're all like within like 2/10.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I got one more run. Yeah. I'll try to really push it. And I got a little bit more out of the track. You hit it. Your lap time was good because you hit just everything perfect.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And it was good. I mean, I was pumped to get the quickest time.
Okay, so obviously I'm going to ask the question every fan has asked you. Like, I mean, obviously no Supercross comeback, but do you think you'll do more races?
Oh, gosh, no. I don't think so.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, I mean, even getting ready for this was like,
Okay.
You know, and then, I mean, this was just more of a one-off fun deal. And
well, because RV seems to be wide open. I don't know if you've noticed this.
No, I got other interests and other things I'd like to do. So it definitely was a fun couple weeks.
Well, welcome back. It was cool to see you, man. Thanks for doing this.
No, I appreciate it. Okay. It was fun. Thank you.